Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Brian, thanks very much. Remember a time when you were told that the minute you drive your shiny, brand new car off the dealer's forecourt, it had immediately lost value? Well, today, Dundeal have a study out showing that second-hand cars are going up in value the longer you hold on to them. Since 2020, the price of used vehicles has risen by 67%. And Bob Flavin is here, motoring journalist, to explain this strange phenomenon to us. Bob, you're very welcome. So what's going on? Why are we seeing this?
Years of strangulation of supply. So to make a second-hand market, you need a new car market. And we haven't had a new car market in a good 3 years now because of a pandemic. We've had loads of orders, but not enough cars being supplied. Factories shut down during the pandemic. Then we had a shortage supply of parts for those factories, semiconductor issues, all kinds of things when making the cars. So we haven't had enough new cars on the market to make a decent second-hand in our own territory market. And then that has happened worldwide. So the UK, where we buy almost all of our cars, are imported from the UK, one or another, used cars. They've had a strangulation supply as well. So we all have a burgeoning used car market, mm-hmm. but we don't have enough cars to supply it.
And the Brexit effect?
Brexit effect has been pretty much in there as well. We've had this 10% import duties put in as well. There's been a NOx tax put on, but that NOx tax is actually a UK tax as well. So it's not, you can't really count it in. But the cost of the cars have gone up. The spec of the cars has gone up as well, as people want better cars. And so the spec is higher, so the costs look higher here to the individual user. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a dealership, it's a different story. You're importing on bulk. You don't really, it's not really relevant as to whether you're just passing on the cost to elsewhere, which is what's happening to our market, is the cars are costing more in the UK, Scotland, Northern Ireland. They're bringing them in here. And then we want them so much because our used car market is about 8 years old. So everybody wants to change into something that's 5 years old. That's exactly where we want to.
And is that where the inflation is in the second-hand market? But yeah, 5 year old cars.
It's in the 5 year old plus €10,000 market. So under that, so if it's something up around €6,000, some kind of first time buyer car, learner drivers, those kind of guys, they're not seeing quite so much of an inflation in it. But the guys that are over 10,000, especially over 20,000, where you're getting that car that is under 5 years.
So
old.
Anything from what, 2017 up?
Yeah,
is going to cost
much.
You.
Yeah. And at the moment, some of the 2017s and 18s that are on the market and being sold to dealerships are being sold at more than they've been bought for. So they're That's able to sell them right. back into the market at a higher value than they bought them for 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, let's take a look at an example now. 2013 Audi A4 sold in July of last year for €11,224. And you'd expect that to go down, wouldn't you, in the following year. But in July of this year, so July 2022, that was selling for €12,443.
Amazing turn up. It's amazing for dealerships. It's also amazing for the used car sellers that are selling their own car. The problem is all cars have risen at the same rate. Mm-hmm. So if you're trading your car into another car, or you're selling your car in the hope to buying something else online, or you're trying to buy it yourself, the price of that has gone up. So everything has inflated along with it. And there's so many market factors happening right now today that is really driving that market forward. Beginning of summer, I would have predicted a drop in sales and a drop in value of secondhand cars come October, November. And I did that on my TikTok and I did that in many places. But we've come to this point and it's actually gone the other way. It's just gone up and everything in the market.
You were wrong, Bob.
Yeah, I was wrong. Not afraid to admit it, thankfully.
Happy to admit it. So you mentioned at the start there the problem with the supply of new cars. Is that anywhere close to being resolved now? Because I know a lot of the parts come from both Russia and Ukraine. So that's unlikely to be fixed anytime soon.
There's tons of parts even supplied by Ukraine particularly. If you look at what a Skoda Enyaq, like electric car, the wiring loom is completely made in the Ukraine. They had to move their factory out of the Ukraine so they produce. Now it's gone back into production again, but it's still not enough of a supply to actually catch up on itself. The problem is you're always trying a car market never really supplies on demand. So it's not supplying something that's ordered today and delivered tomorrow. That was built 3 or 4 months ago, maybe even a year ago if you're getting it today and it's in stock. So when you order a brand new car today and you want a special spec that's outside of what a dealership would normally hold, you're going to have a waiting list of maybe 6 months, maybe up to 8 months trying to get that car. There's two factors behind it, particularly if it's a European car. They drive on a different side of the road. So they don't just suddenly one day produce right-hand drive cars for us. It goes into the system of when the UK ordered their car. So all the right-hand drive cars come off at the same time. Mm-hmm. So there's a huge waiting list even to start producing them in the first place. Once it's in production, you can get it pretty quick.
So the forecourts then are having to be filled up with used cars.
Yep, that's the only way they can survive at the moment. And unfortunately, for some of the main dealers out there, they can't put any brand of used car at the front. They have to put their brand of used car at the front. So it can look a little bit weird when you see it first. A lot of new cars. car standing there with no license plates on it, but really used cars are where it's at, and our strangulated supply, particularly from the UK, because that's where we buy almost everything apart from Japan, who drive the same set of roads as us. That's our two main markets to buy used cars in.
Okay, now let's talk about the electric car market. How many of those electric cars, used electric cars, are selling secondhand now?
Well, we can only get 1%. And the reason that is because there's no used cars in electric cars. So yeah, electric cars are around about 10, 12 years or so since Nissan Leaf came on the market here. It's about 12 years, I think, since then. But sales were very low all along. So you can't create a used car market without having enough new cars to supply it. Same in the UK. They had a problem with supply there too. We're getting better. It's starting to become more. The actual used or the actual new car market this year is 14% mm-hmm. of the total sales is electric or battery powered. Now, that has been, again, supply issues because car companies used to make the engines for their car. So petrol and diesel engines were made in the factory. But the battery technology is not usually made by the car company. It's usually made by a secondary company like Siemens or someone else who make the batteries. So they're waiting for supply and they're supplying multiple car companies. So it's very hard to get batteries.
And they're still very expensive.
Really expensive. It's coming down, but the middle of the market is still sitting around 50,000 to 60,000 euro for a new car. And it's only sitting there because that's where the grants cut off.
Mm-hmm. I just have a listener here who says, if I order a new car today with a waiting list of 6 months, will the dealer trade my current car at today's value or what they think it will be in 6 months' time?
It depends on what you're on. If you're on a PCP, it'll be guaranteed minimum future value. So you're still going to be guaranteed what you were promised in the first place. That's not going to change. It's not your problem that the car is taking that long to get. But if you're just trading in your normal standard car, it'll be traded in on the day of trade. It'll be traded in at the value at that time.
Okay. And then going back to what might happen down the line, you're predicting that the Chinese model, this funky cat, which I had a look at this morning online, it's a nice looking car. You're expecting that this is going to come in into the market here.
Yes, it will. Now, I was at the Ideal Home Show over the weekend. I give a talk there every year for over the 3 days about electrification of fleets. And it was the first time that Aura, which is the parent company of Funky Cat Car, brought along their car. Now, it's brought in by a distributor in the country, but you can see how the Chinese are starting to develop because they're making their own batteries and their own technology and their own cars now. And they've hired a lot of European designers to come over there and design the cars. So they're starting to look good too. MG has been here for a while. MG used to be a UK company. It's actually a Chinese company now. And they're bringing out pretty looking cars. These cars are not bad at all. You'll find more some unusual names. They probably will never make their way here as a name, but they will come out here in some form.
I don't know. I think we'd like to drive the Funky Cat.
Funky Cat looks
a bit like a Volkswagen Beetle, I thought.
A little bit between that and a Mini or something. Yeah. Like blend it. That's what Asian designers tend to do, is they take a good European design and then sort of blend it together to make other stuff.
How much is that going to be, do we know?
I think it's 32,000 for the top end of the market, which is pretty good. It might be 34,000, but it's certainly a really well-specced car. That's what the Chinese market obviously did. They did it with mobile phones a couple of years ago. Huawei and all these names you couldn't pronounce when they came out first. Now they're the top selling because it's just released models. So they're going to do the same thing here in this market if the Europeans don't get a grip on it.
Right, interesting stuff, Bob. Thanks very much.
No problem.
Bob Flavin there, motoring journalist. Now it's coming into peak time for people to renew their health insurance. And on tomorrow's programme, I'll be joined in the studio by Dermot Good from Total Health Cover with advice. So if you've any questions about what plan might be best for you, simple tactics on how to cut your costs, like splitting your family's cover for health insurance or anything else, email them to us now, todaycb@rte.ie. We'll be talking about the World Cup again after the break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.